So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, deep divers. Good morning. My name is Adam Roa. I am your host. Today is a deep dive musing where we are going to actually dive into the unknown. Not just because you have no idea what I'm going to talk about, but because I had something recently come up in my show, The Art of Choosing Love, which if you're not familiar, it's a YouTube vlog style show where I am sharing the most real, authentic, vulnerable, behind the scenes access to my life and this process of having gone through this breakup and exploring what it means to create art for a living and date again and all of this. And in my recent connection with a woman who I met at Burning Man, we've been dating. Although most people who, when they associate the word dating, they think of like monogamy, dating in the sense of we have a connection, we want to explore it, and we're not seeing each other for months at a time. And so in that dynamic, which neither of us have been in before, there was something called the gray area. The gray area. And that area is where we're not quite sure if this is something to communicate about or not communicate about. It's not technically lying, but we could leave some stuff out because we're afraid the other person might be upset. And in that gray area, I learned a lot about just life in general and about why we fear the unknown. And so that's what we're going to get into today. And before I do that, I have two just brief announcements. Let's say it's three, because the first one is about the art of choosing love. And so today's topic is inspired by episode 11 and this relationship drama that I had. And so if you're interested in that, if you haven't seen the show yet, I highly encourage you to go to theartofchoosinglove.com or to YouTube and just search for it. And I think you'll really enjoy it if you like the podcast. It's kind of like a video reality show version of the podcast in many ways. And the two other things that I have to announce is, one, going to do a really fun kind of, it's not even a contest, it's a participatory thing. Basically, I get a lot of messages from all of you asking me to do a podcast on different topics, right? Like plant medicines, like ayahuasca comes up a lot. People want to know about sexual energy or money or whatever it is. There's a lot of requests around what to discuss. And I consistently am trying to figure out how to best navigate that. And I've decided I'm going to do a little participatory reward system, meaning on Instagram specifically right now, because it's the only way I can think of to do it. If you leave an Insta story or a post and you do two things. You tag me in the Insta story and you hashtag it the deep dive. I will be able to find it in that story or that post. What I would like for you to do is mention why you love the show, why you love this podcast, and what is the topic you'd really like for me to discuss next and why that's important. And if you do that, I will see it and it will give me inspiration. I'm going to basically just see who moves me with what, why you love this show and what you want to talk about and why that's important. And I will pick probably three of them and just do podcasts about that. I want to actually select one of you to inspire the episode of the show. And so if you're interested in that, if you have something you'd like me to dive into, this is a way to do it. Instagram, make sure you tag me and hashtag. I've done these things before and people don't listen to all the instructions. So make sure you tag me and hashtag it, okay? It's at adam.roa for those of you who may not be familiar. All right, and then the last announcement is we're going to be starting a Facebook group for The Art of Choosing Love. where we have an opportunity to engage with those of you who are loving the show and have questions and want to get into deeper discussions about what we discuss in the episodes. And so if you are interested in being a part of that group, it's not going to be something that you can just like click on and join. It is something that you're going to need to just answer a couple questions, because we want people who are very committed. And if the only barrier to entry is answer a couple questions, that's a very low entry point, but it at least has some energetic investment. So, you know, everyone in the group actually did that to even be a part of it. They really wanted to be a part of it. So, if you want to be included in that group, make sure you go to theartofchoosinglove.com, put in your email address, because we're going to be emailing the link out for people to join. All right. That's it. Got it. The next thing that I'm going to dive into. Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get right into it. I am going. See, that's my alarm. That's my alarm saying it's time to get up. And the funny part about that is I've been up for over 2 hours. I went to the gym, just naturally woke up. And instead of just laying in bed and wanting to go back to sleep, I decided to ride that wave of energy, go to the gym, move my body, because there's been a lot of intense emotion in my experience over the last week or so. A big part of that is because I've been editing this episode of the show, which has been reliving the drama, the conflict that I had with this woman that I was recently dating. And the gray areas in relationships, okay, the gray areas in our communication are essentially the unknowns, right? They're the unclear parts of our relationships. They're the parts of our communication where it may or may not be how we perceive it. And this is really important to recognize, because there's not necessarily a right or wrong to this, because someone may view the situation differently than you do. They may think that the situation's not a big deal, and so they talk about it like it's not a big deal, but because of your past experiences, it feels like a really big deal. And that's what I started to notice, because in this particular situation, I had some information conveyed to me about, hey, I wanted to close out an old relationship, and it was really intense and hard, but I'm really clear and glad that that old relationship is now closed. Great. Awesome. What actually wound up happening, and you'll see this in the episode, what actually wound up happening is the woman I was dating went and spent a night overnight on a journey with this old relationship, slept in the same bed in a hotel, and made out, kissed with this person that they were closing out this old energetic with. How it was conveyed and what actually happened were drastically different. And it's not because this person necessarily was trying to lie, right? But this person didn't feel like that information was really relevant or important to share with me because of several different factors. One, because the old relationship was actually closed down at the end of this, it didn't mean anything moving forward. So it seemed like a silly thing to like volunteer information that might upset me when it was over, right? So that's one aspect. The other aspect of this is the fear, the actual fear in her system around communicating to me about something that a lot of people would get really upset about. And because of her past wounding and her past experiences, she made the decision that I would not necessarily be someone who could hold that, would be someone who might make her feel bad about it, might throw it in her face, might in the relationship. And the fear of the damage to the relationship was something that caused her to make a decision to not volunteer a lot of the information. And that's not lying, because, and it's not even necessarily a violation of any agreements, because within our dynamic of dating, she was under no obligation to tell me that that happened. So this is why it's a gray area, because if there's no obligation, right? When I was in my relationship with Azria for 9.5 years, if we were to go out and someone tried to if there was some sort of anything that felt off at all or out of our integrity or whatever, it was discussed between us. We had such an open, authentic, vulnerable, transparent, honest relationship that there was nothing hidden in these gray areas. And a huge reason for that is because we trusted each other so thoroughly and completely that we felt like the other person would be able to handle any of our truth. And so few people on this planet right now, as we're getting into these relationships, and so we had an event last night. We're in Boulder, Colorado, and we had this event, and we just had probably 40 people in a circle, and people started sharing a bit about what they were going through. And I asked how many people are going through relationship transitions right now of some kind, and about 80% of the room raised their hands. Insane how many people right now are all collectively experiencing a shift in relationships. We are designing what relationships look like moving forward. So many relationships, I mean, that may not even just choices that we're making. And so now I'm in this dynamic where nothing has been violated necessarily, but I'm observing myself, seeing this gray area, this unknown, and projecting my past into this present moment. Meaning that in the gray area, in this unknown, I'm recognizing, wow, because I've been cheated on a few times in my past, because of the relationships that I've experienced that were so painful and traumatic, I am associating the unknown as the potential for heartbreak. We project our past experiences into the unknown. The unknown's like a fill in the blank. Hey, you don't know what actually happened. Fill in the blank of what you think might be possible. And we have this kind of default mechanism of filling in the blank with either our positive experiences of the past or our, quote, negative experiences of the past. And I believe we learn from everything. So positive and negative isn't something I usually assign in my own life. But for the sake of this conversation, I think you get what I mean. And so if you're someone that's had beautiful relationships your entire time, you've never had really unhealthy dynamics or been cheated on or anything like that, your projection into the unknown probably doesn't carry any of that potential even. And if it does, it's a small fraction of the potential that you might see from all these unknown experiences that have been so beautiful. I see that show up now outside of relationship. It's not just in relationships. This extrapolates actually into life itself. What is your relationship to the unknown in life? I get people who message me every single day talking about how much they want to leave their job and go and pursue their dreams, or how they have this idea that they want to act on, but they're so scared because it's in such an unknown space. They don't feel fully comfortable because they've never done it before. And so in that, I always ask, like, what are you afraid of happening? And recognize that for me, a big part of my journey and why I've been able to do what I'm doing is because I continually dive in and say yes to the unknown, the parts of myself that, like, I don't know how to make a record, a music record, but I feel like that's the thing I'm being asked to do. That's the thing that feels aligned. So I'm just going to do it. That unknown, I could project into that all of my fear of it failing, of spending all this money to produce it and then being bankrupt or whatever, you know, I can do that. But because in my own life, I have such a track record of, as I follow my intuition and trust, as I trust more and more and more, life has gotten more and more beautiful. Things have worked out over and over and over again. That's massive. Because now when I see the unknown, when I see something as just pure potential, when it comes to business, when it comes to creativity, I'm so much more likely to dive into it and say, yes, hell yeah, this is a potential for something beautiful to happen. And yet, when it comes to anything around sexual energy, relationships, that of intimacy, dating, sex itself, like all of that realm, because of past wounding, I'm projecting right now into the unknown fear. I am projecting fear into these unknown circumstances. So when I go on a date, let's say, in my mind, the unknown of what potentially could happen carries some level of, what if I get my heart broken? What if I allow myself to fully lean in to this woman I've been seeing and allow her to hold my heart? And it gets stepped on. It gets run over with a semi truck, like I've felt in the past. How about that period of several months where I couldn't think straight and cried all the time, back when I was 18 years old, having just lost my virginity to someone who, through dating for several months, actually revealed that she'd been dating someone else, had a boyfriend. I was the other guy. She had a boyfriend the entire time that we had met, that I'd lost my virginity to her, that I had fallen in love with her. And that's just one woman that I had a traumatic, let's say, experience with, but it was such an imprint. And sex being such a big deal to me. Like, I was the dude who wasn't trying to lose my virginity. I was trying to actually hold out as long as I could to find the fairy tale romance of high school sweethearts. And I thought I'd found it. And that experience, and then other ones, leading to months of just, I'm not going to call it depression, but just deep sadness. There's a tether there still in my system of what would it look like to lean into the woman that I care so deeply about right now and choose to trust in this unknown dynamic of, I'm not going to see her for months. Of, we've never actually like gotten into a routine together. There's not this foundation of trust the way I had with Azria. So if I lean into this, what's the worst that can happen? And the thing is that when we're evaluating the unknowns of our lives, we can project in the worst that could happen, because generally those worst case scenarios that we've experienced in the past or something similar have been so emotionally powerful in our lives that they leave deeper imprints than a lot of the positive ones. We formulate these neural pathways in our mind, and the depth of those pathways, the intensity of how they form, is directly correlated to how intense of an emotional experience we have. And so you may have a couple relationships that went well. Maybe you're like, yeah, I trusted this person. We dated for 3 months. It was beautiful. We broke up. Awesome. The emotional experience of, hey, I didn't get my heart broken, that was beautiful 3 months, is different, right? It's different than the I fell madly in love and was cheated on experience. And so oftentimes the patterning just biologically in our minds runs so much deeper around the pain. And so in that, we get to recognize that we also have a superpower, our conscious mind, the ability to set intention, to manifest and shift our neural pathways and our DNA simply through epigenetics, the power of our intention to shape our reality and our reality to shape us. And that's my invitation here. Simply just looking at what I'm doing even in my own life is, wow, I have the awareness that in these unknown situations, I'm projecting in the fear based on past wounding. Great. I acknowledge it. I accept that that's where I'm at. And I set the intention that that is not who I want to be moving forward. It is my intention to become the person who in those unknown scenarios projects in the potential of beauty and wonder and bliss, joy, all of my wildest dreams coming true, deeper and deeper levels of love opening up. That's what I desire. That's what I intend. And that's what will happen. And the moment, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've heard me do one. I can't remember the last podcast I did about it, but it was around intention. And remember, when you set an intention, one of two things is going to happen. It is either going to come true, like immediately, or all the stuff that is in the way of it coming true, coming to fruition, that stuff will rise to the surface because it gets to be released and moved through and worked through in order for you to be a match to what you're calling in. That's how it works. And so because I've intended to be the person who projects positivity and love into the unknown gray area spaces, because of that, all of the stuff that isn't currently a match is rising to the surface. And I am in it. Life right now is not just a series of flow and unicorns and butterflies. There is some really intense shit that is happening in my body and in my emotions and in my life. You can see it in The Art of Choosing Love, the show. If you want to watch it, that's what I'm sharing there. And I know that this is part of a process as I move into who I am designing myself to be, just like you can do for yourself. And I encourage you to do it. Exercise your superpower as you intend, as you set intention and manifest that into your reality. And it starts with the awareness, always. The awareness gives us choice. So start to notice in the unknowns in your life, in different categories, because it doesn't have to be everywhere. Around relationships, around business, around creativity, around communication, around anything, your health, your physical body, in the unknown places, are you projecting in fear based on your past? And do you want that to continue to be the case? Or are you ready to shift? I'm ready. I am so freaking ready. And I'm declaring it right now. You're hearing me. I'll do a podcast at the point where I feel like it has turned the corner. And I'll also do podcasts on whatever you want. Let me know. I want to get my finger on the pulse of what is alive for you. And so like I said at the beginning of this, go on Instagram, write a post or an Insta story or two where you tag me, Adam.Roa, you hashtag the deep dive. You let me know why you love the show, what you want me to talk about, and why it's important. And I'll pick some people and I'll do those podcasts. Let's do this. Let's create this tribe. This is a way of, through podcasts, we get to interact. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I'm so stoked. And I'm stoked to see how many of you start projecting more love into the unknown, because that's a big deal. Think about the world around you right now and how many people are so scared and terrified of what's happening in politics and what's happening on the planet. And so much of that is projecting into the unknown the worst case scenarios. So even if in our own lives we can start projecting more love into the unknown, we're going to see some major, major shifts ripple out into the collective. This is so important. You are doing this work not just for yourself, you're doing it for all of us. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the Deep Diver tribe. As always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.